Good morning, Nick.
We're going to talk today about warranties. A lot of times you buy a car, it comes with a warranty. Sometimes you buy an appliance. Sometimes they try to sell you the extended warranty.
Right. That's always fun.
when I bought my house, you're telling me I could have...
Had a home warranty.
Got a home warranty on it?
Yes.
I've never heard of that before.
Not only if when you bought warranty. Your house, you could do it now.
I could get one now.
You could get one now.
Really?
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about home warranty, because I think it is something that slips through the cracks. And this is different than homeowner's insurance.
Right.
So anyone who's had their washer and dryer die or their dishwasher die the day before Thanksgiving knows that homeowner's insurance isn't covering you.
No.
Okay. So a home warranty is useful if you're buying a home. Maybe it helps you to feel more comfortable if you don't have a lot of repair experience or you don't want unexpected expenses. You can put a home warranty that will cover things in the home, and I'll talk a little bit about what it covers and what it might not cover and how to upgrade it. If you're selling a home, you might want to consider this to sweeten the pot, because somebody buying the home would feel a lot more comfortable with a home warranty.
They had a warranty
in place.
On it.
Right, and they're pretty inexpensive. The typical policy costs between $250 and $400 annually.
A year, right.
Yeah, a year. And then you can upgrade and all of that. And most of the companies charge a service call of about $100 per call. So here are some of the things. Oh, and as I mentioned, you can have it on your existing home.
Okay.
So if you're worried about what are we going to do if these expenses come up, you can put a home warranty on. And as long as you read the fine print, you should know whether you're covered or not.
Okay.
Okay. So some of the things it will normally cover, things you might expect, like air conditioning, heating, plumbing is covered, duct work in most of the policies.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you got to read this stuff because these guys are tricky sometimes.
Sure.
Okay. However, some of the things that are not covered, some you might expect, some you might not. Outdoor sprinklers, not covered. Spas and pools, not covered, usually without an upgrade. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you think your appliances would be covered in your basic plan, probably not without an upgrade.
Right.
So appliances like your refrigerator, washer, even garage door openers are probably not covered without an upgrade. But some of the upgrades are pretty cool. You can upgrade even with many plans to cover things like electronics and computers in your home.
Hmm.
So you might want to check into this and really read the fine print. The thing you need to read is what will cause denial. Now, here's some of the things that could cause a denial of a claim. Improper maintenance,
yeah.
Unusual wear and tear, right? Poor or unlicensed installation, we'd expect that.
Sure.
Here's the one we might not expect. Rust.
Rust,
yes,
is not
I
covered.
Said that. you have to read this, right? Because in some of the policies, they won't cover if they find rust.
Okay.
So the things I care about when you're starting to research for a home warranty, if you call the company, make sure a person answers the phone and you don't sit on hold for an hour. What is their response time? How long have they been in business? Here's the big one. Do they have providers in your area?
Yeah, there you go.
And how soon will they respond? Because it doesn't do you any good to have a great policy when your garage door opener doesn't open and your car is stuck inside.
But they can't fix it for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Although I suppose you'd have manual lift in that case.
Right, but
that's not what you buy the policy for.
No.
So you can consider it if you're buying a home, if you're selling a home, or if you already own a home. For a few $100s a year, you can probably protect yourself from some of these big expenses.
All right. It's called a home warranty, and it's out there. And Dr. Francis Raham is the money doctor from Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, joins us every week here in the Valley's Morning Show. If people have questions about any segment, they can always reach out to you.
Sure, at 413-774-5555 or powerdowndebt.com.